Hey, so before we get going, also want to point out that this video will be available on BitChute and also on all the major MP3 platforms. It looks like we got a little lizard over there. Just ran into a guy who said he saw a big snake covering the trail, but now getting into the video. Hey everyone, this is Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor. Thought I'd try my hand at one of these walk and talk videos. Got my two dogs over here, Yoshi and Romy. But anyways, we got a lot to talk about today. Wanted to mention we've got the oil tankers getting bombed or torpedoed in the Strait of Hormuz and potential implications that have. We've got Donald Trump talking about how the U.S. needs to devalue the dollar in order to compete globally. And then we also have the fact that the U.S. government just hit a record amount of deficit spending for the month of May. So that includes going all the way back to, you know, May 2009. We even beat out that, so certainly not a record that we want to be breaking. But let's first go to this torpedo attack. And, you know, it's very fitting that last night just happened to be watching James Corbett's World War I conspiracy. So if you haven't seen the World War I conspiracy, I'd highly recommend checking that out. And I do feel a little bit out of breath right now because I got stung by a scorpion a few days ago, and basically it felt like getting hit with, you know, like a horse tranquilizer. And I am coming to you guys from Phoenix, Arizona right now, where it's 95 degrees. Not to give you the full weather report, but it doesn't feel too bad. But one thing before we get going, if you guys text Liberty Advisor, one word, to 71441, you'll be entered to win ongoing raffles. I believe we're up to 50 people now, but we're giving away $100 in either Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin, and then also 10,000 pre-search tokens. So, you know, it's about $200 for grads. But more importantly, we need your information to be able to tell you, you know, what platforms we'll eventually be on. But anyways, getting back to this torpedo attack, about a week or two ago, you had Iran called for the elimination of the U.S. dollar because essentially they were saying that the U.S. was using their currency like a weapon when it came to, you know, trying to police the rest of the world's behavior. And to that, you know, they're absolutely correct. And that has been, you know, part and parcel for the U.S.'s game plan throughout the years has always been to, you know, use the dollar as a weapon. And so, you know, it's very fitting that there's only, you know, probably a few countries that aren't really, you know, Rothschild controlled central banks. You've got, you know, Iran being one of them, Venezuela being another, I believe Syria and North Korea are other ones. Probably missing, you know, I think Libya at the time wasn't. Who knows, you know, where that's going now. But, you know, when it looks like this attack on these oil tankers, you know, it's very, very, you know, makes me very skeptical that, you know, basically, you know, that was one of the things they needed to, you know, draw people emotionally into a war, is to, you know, have some sort of attack. And so you go back to whether it's the Gulf of Tonkin incident that led to, you know, Vietnam, or whether it's, you know, the Spanish-American Wars where they, you know, blew up the USS Maine and there was all sorts of shady stuff in that, or look at, you know, the Lusitania back in, for World War I, where they fully knew that was basically a wartime ship that was loaded up to the hilt with ammunition. I think there was like 2 million, you know, 308 rounds on there. The Germans were warning people not to get on that ship, that we're going to bomb it. And a few hours before the Lusitania went down, there was cables where the King of England at the time was talking about, you know, how great it would be if the Lusitania went down, because then it would draw the Americans in. And that was really a war, like all wars, that was a banker's war, where, you know, essentially, you know, JP Morgan had lent out way too much money, looked like they weren't going to be able to recoup their funds, and so they had to find a way to drag us into that war. And the whole reason, you know, that war basically started to begin with is because the British at the time had thought that the Germans were getting a little bit too strong, and they had a chance to kind of squelch their strength and sort of nip it in the bud. But if they waited a few more years, they thought that Germany might be too strong. And so I'd highly recommend you guys check that out, the Corbett Report, World War I conspiracy. But, you know, the reason I bring that up is because it ties so much into what's going on today. So if you don't know, you know, your history, it's very hard to predict the future. And when you take a look at things like, it was, I believe Dick Cheney got caught trying to, you know, dress American troops up like Iranians and have some sort of attack on an American vessel but I believe that plan was outed. It didn't actually come to fruition. I believe there was another case where it was actually the Israelis who bombed the, I think it was the USS Liberty. I'm not sure of the year, maybe it was like 56, but you know, this is, you know, I'm not, you know, Jew hating or anything like this, just actual historical facts. And so while the, you know, Japanese premier is meeting with, you know, I call him the crime minister, I guess that's something that Jeff Burrow could use as well. While, you know, Abe is meeting with, you know, the Iranian, you know, Ayatollah, you know, that this whole attack happens, it just seems very, very, very fitting that it meets the narrative. And so when you've got, you know, Trump, who has surrounded himself with swamp monsters like Bolton and Elliot Abrams and all these other guys who've been really just cheerleaders for war, you know, it's not really too surprising that this happens. And so I'm super skeptical. I don't know a lot of the details, but the other thing I do want to talk about is Donald Trump talking about how the U.S. basically, you know, can't compete with other countries because the value of the dollar is too strong. And so if you think the value of the dollar is too strong, that means you want to weaken the dollar ideally, which means you want to increase, you want to increase the speed of potential rate cuts and get these rate cuts happen sooner than later, which ultimately someday should lead to higher inflation, especially if you use the definition of inflation being printing money, then certainly that would lead to the definition of inflation. But if, you know, really we're going to find ourselves next time there's a big calamity is we could have, you know, massively rising inflation at the same time our government, you know, there's no way they could stomach paying, you know, we can only get up to, 2.5% rates this time before, you know, we had the cry uncle. I mean, so how are we ever going to get up? I mean, we're going to be eventually going back down to zero. We're going to be stuck there forever. There's no way out of it. And this entire, I got a little roadrunner running across the path here, but you know, it's just absolutely crazy that, you know, we've gotten to the point where we've got around $11 trillion globally in negative interest rate bonds. I'm sort of shocked that's been able to fester and go on as long as it has. You know, this entire, you know, quote unquote recovery that we have right now, it's all been predicated on getting us deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. All this expansion has been predicated on central bank getting us deeper into debt. And so eventually what I want to know is, when will bad news be bad news again? Because right now bad news is good news in the form of, you know, rate cuts. And if I wasn't holding on, had a spare hand, I'd probably do another little air quote for good news, because certainly I don't think printing money is very good news. But you know, it could be good news for the stock market, but the problem is you only have maybe 10% of Americans have enough money, appreciably enough in the stock market, for it to actually mean a difference. So the average person's just gonna get more and more poor. There's gonna be more and more wealth, income inequality going on, which is gonna lead to calls for higher taxes, although no amount of taxes can ever pay off the debt that we're in. And it's gonna probably lead to eventually getting, you know, even more socialist government. And I say more socialist because I think a lot of the stuff that Trump is doing is pretty socialist in and of itself. But when it comes to this May deficit, I don't have the exact number right in front of me. I think it was over $200 billion. You know, I think it brings us up to pretty close to $800 billion for the year. I think it's like $789 billion for the fiscal year, which I believe that ends in October. So we've got, you know, another few months where I think it's looking very obvious that we're going to be sitting at over. Hey puppies, let's go back this way. Got another phone call to make in about 15 minutes, so I need to be back home for that. So that was another reason why I was just sneaking out this quick little walk and talk. But Tim Pichot with World Alternative Media. Find the truth, be the change. Really appreciate you watching this video. Just make sure that there's other alternatives besides YouTube that everyone asks, you know, hey, you know, can't wait till there's a YouTube alternative. Well, I've got all of my own videos up on BitChute. I mean, almost all of them are there. Make sure you check out thelibertyadvisor.com, where we've got links to everything we've got going on as well. Also have, you know, MP3 platform as well, where, you know, pretty much all the major, you know, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, Player FM, you know, all the big boys, we're on those as well, Podbean. So make sure to check us out on different platforms, because, you know, we're not sure if we're always going to be on YouTube. But the best way to help beat the censorship is to start voting with your wallet. Start voting with your attention. Your attention is one of the most important things that you possibly have to give, and I really do appreciate that right now you're currently giving it on me, but you know, make sure that is the best way. Is actually, we got this crazy helicopter flying like super, super low. It's hard to see. See those mountains over there? There's actually a helicopter that was like halfway down the mountain, which those mountains are not very big, so not sure what's going on over there. I got another little lizard going across the street, but no, make sure you vote with your attention, vote with your time, vote with your money off of platforms like Google, off of platforms that are censoring people. And so we're trying to, you know, it's not going to be an easy process at first, but you know, if you just want to watch this video on BitChute or do something small or even BitTube, you know, every little bit helps. But thank you very much, and remember to head to thelibertyadvisor.com.